Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we don't need none of that. I'm telling you, I just ran up the stairs. Let me catch my breath. You see, I was damn near late getting on here. Man, don't get old, man. You think one thing and it's really another, because I started out sprinting up the steps. And the last two, I was walking. And you know, I have a lot to blame myself on that, because shit, like I'm finna do right now, finna smoke my motherfucking Swisher. And I still smoke weed and all that shit. I still drink, but I'm fucking healthy. I don't know how, and don't ask me, you know, what's my secret, because I don't have no secret. I just live. I try to live every day, if that's a secret. But you know that commercial, it don't come on no more, but it used to come on a lot. Got Milk? I know some of you guys remember that commercial. You might not be old enough to, though, for real. you might be, you know, a bunch of youngsters that don't remember that kind of shit. But it was a commercial. I guess it was to promote milk. But they said, got milk? And if you want something, milk, you go get it. I mean, this is how it should be. That's the way life is these days and past days and in the future days. If you want something, you got to go get it. Except you don't have to go get it anymore. These days, if you want something, you simply go to the internet and get it. Excuse me. Right now, I could want a glass of water, and I could call the internet, and them motherfuckers deliver it to my door. DoorDash, Uber Eats. I'm just saying, as a country, not just you guys, I'm talking about as a country, we need to go back to when, if you wanted to be an artist, you traveled the goddamn country, maybe the world. And you did that so you could have some kind of perspective in order to draw whatever your passion had for you. Now, a perspective is about what you think and how you want to deal with what you think. See, my point is, today, you motherfuckers would rather have my perspective or some other motherfucker's perspective, anybody's perspective except your own goddamn perspective. Why is it not important to you young dudes today to develop your own perspective about every goddamn thing in life? Not just about how low you want to wear your pants or how high you want your car to be up in the air. I mean, that shit is important, so I ain't saying forget that shit. I'm saying it's not just about that shit. Excuse me. It's been freezing up here, and I hate it. In the summer, it do it. And in the winter, I don't care any time the seasons really change or the weather, because we don't even have seasons no more. But anyway, you should believe in your opinion about things enough for them to become where you're coming from, your perspective. See, Now, you want some of this abba-dabba? Can I help you? Do you want help? Shit. The answers would be yes, 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 and hell yes, I want it. Why would you be afraid to admit to yourself you want this goddamn help I got? I'm just saying, you guys need to get it PayPal. Use that goddamn AskRosebud@gmail.com and enroll in the upcoming semester. Oh, that's right. 1,500 too much? 1,500 is too much? Well, I've handled that for you, goddammit. I'm not selling my goddamn course anymore. I didn't sold it for a long time. A lot of motherfuckers got it. It's included. The course is included. We registered for Sidewalk University's upcoming semester, $650. You don't have to buy anything other than register. Now, and it's going to cost $650 whenever you register, so you do it now. Or you can do it in 3 semesters. I mean, you know, I'm going to be here unless God take me. I ain't saying, you know, I'm immortal. But this lifestyle, this game that I kick, the shit I'm going to give you, the shit you're going to be able to give your kid, your sons, you're probably going to pass some of it on to your daughters too, because my daughter got it. She's so much like me, it's pathetic. What I'm saying, don't let it die out. For you, well, it already died out for you. Give it a rebirth, and then don't let it die out. Because this is important. It's exclusive, and it's for us. So, like I said, I'm including the course when you register for the semester. Pass the word, if you don't mind. If you're not going to sign up yourself, tell some of your buddies, they might want to sign up. See, one of the first things you must learn when you decide to have this particular outlook on life is you're supposed to learn how to rough it. See, you don't know what rough it means. Maybe you do. I don't know. But it's rough for a pimp who don't have no hoes. It's rough for a hustler that don't have no hustle. Or he have a hustle but is dry right now. I'm saying, if you in this mentality, you're going to get it. It's out there, so you're going to go get it. If you're in this mentality, you got to learn how to rough it. Not that you're anticipating roughing it. Do a motherfucker that have a job anticipate getting laid off? So don't try to make this like I'm saying something that's fantastic. Everybody anticipates shit. That's why he saves his money. But if you're in the streets and you don't learn how to rough it, you're going to motherfucking be fucked up when the time comes to rough it. I had to rough it before. But see, niggas like me, we by Jerry, you know, we have this, you know, all kind of fly shit we could get rid of if we really, really, really get fucked up, you know. But most of the time, you don't use that shit. You got your fly shit, and you got a whole bunch of other shit you don't really be wearing except for some time. And you know, you use that shit when you have rough times. You know, you pawn that shit. But I have pawned all my shit before. I have, because I was fucked up. But let me tell you something. In that life, in that mentality, that mindset, you learn to manipulate all kinds of shit. so you can make it till you come up again. See, today, you motherfuckers, you don't have what it takes to do anything but sit in front of your computer at your mama's house and hope some woman you fucking with gets some money and, in quotes, give it to you. I never hoped a brawl with me would do anything. I knew, based on my understanding of this abadabra, she was coming in to do whatever the fuck I sent her out to do. Now, what I'm saying to you is, I wasn't born with this shit as far as it was just I was born with it. No, because I used to have them carrying my shit, not weed, from one spot to another spot. I mean, different shit. The way I wanted it done, and I wasn't even about this motherfucking real abadabra. That shit just let me see I had it in me once I started seeing what real abadabra was. Nigga, you already woo-woo, nigga. You know, shit, I promoted myself. See, the joke is on you motherfuckers that think you know. Because when that girlfriend of yours or that hoe of yours chooses a real motherfucker, you're going to have to watch that real motherfucker get paid or get served up by a broad that worked with you while you was in the dump yard, you know, driving a dump truck. You know, most of you don't realize the only qualifications you have is to be city employees working on the goddamn side of the freeways, picking up cans and trash. Why is that? Because you haven't applied yourself. You haven't tried to do anything but that. So when you go to fill out the application, what the fuck can you put on there? I can, you know, pick up cans. Yeah. Don't you want more from your goddamn life than a fucking job that's unrewarding? A lot of time, the shit I be spitting falls on deaf ears. You know, when you speak to a group of people, or at least when I speak to a group of people, I want to reach all of them. But even as I'm speaking, I know that ain't going to happen. But I still want to do it. And that's when I realize if you reach only one of them, you bingo. I remember a show I did on the commitment. And on that show, I spoke about the lion. And on various shows, I've spoke about a lion. 90 seconds? What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Oh, man. I forgot to put the turn. Oh, God. We can go over, man, so we'll go over, but this is crazy. Anyway, I spoke about the motherfucking lion. And a lot of people do not realize when I'm speaking, shut up, bitch. When I'm speaking, I'm really fucking thinking out loud. And as what I say come out, it forms whatever my thought really is. And where I'm trying to get you, or what I'm trying to get you to understand, is that when I talk about a lion, of course, you could hear me talking about a lion. Or you can hear me using a lion's traits to describe you. Because, you know, I did this show. It was on commitment, but I spoke on the lion. And what I'm saying is I gave some seriously strong life advice, and a lot of you motherfuckers didn't get it. So I'm going to start off with another analogy about the lion, and I want you to see yourself as the lion. and I want you to apply the point in the little story to your life. Now, if you, you know, you didn't already wise up, you know, on this Abadabadi spitting that you've been getting for free, I'm sure I'll see you at SWU in the coming semesters. So, and that's only so you can get it all. You should have realized by now, you just should have gotten it all by now as long as I've been spitting it. But if you ain't going to get it all, you just ain't unless you come to Sidewalk University. Oh, come on, goddamn it, D. You know I love you, man, but goddamn it, I don't want you to be the only one calling in.
Man, I'm over here and this is your shit, man. I just got to work, you know, break room. How you doing, OG?
I'm doing good, D. You got some goddamn questions so that somebody else could feel comfortable enough and call in?
Hey, OG, them quiet like they in the church, man.
What's up?
And nothing much, man. Man, I just want to know, man, like, you know, motherfuckers, man, you said they're selling your shit. That's how you know how powerful your shit is, man. Do you feel some type of way, man? Does it hurt you?
Hey, listen, man. I don't know if you really understand what I be saying when I say I have been living off that shit for 12 years. So, I mean, when I first started, Steve the Dean told me, man, the only thing you're going to have to worry about is your shit getting pirated. So my point is, man, yeah, I feel some kind of way about it. I feel fucked up and I want to kick that motherfucking ass. But at the same time, I didn't put enough of it out there for the motherfuckers that's buying that pirated shit. All they going to be is confused because they have to, you know, communicate with me. After you buy the shit, it's going to make you have more questions. Excuse me. That's why I ain't selling it no more. I ain't selling my course no more. So them pirates can't even make that $30 no goddamn more. Now they may have a few people want to buy that goddamn shit from them, but whenever they want to really get to the nitty gritty, they're gonna have to fuck with me. And the only way they can fuck with me is through Sidewalk University. Because D, you know how much you just got from me. You know how helpful it has been. And what I'm saying is the motherfuckers get 10, 20 times more than that at Sidewalk University because I'm dealing with them one-on-one.
I want to say this, though. You see how long you've been doing this. It comes to the point where people start selling your stuff without your permission, things like that. So, do you feel like sometimes do you feel like you never give this, you never put this Abadabba out? Do you sometimes wish you never put this Abadabba out? You get what I'm saying?
Listen, hell, fuck no, I don't ever wish that because who's ever getting it from the pirates ain't really getting no Abadabba. They get in confusion. Listen, man, this is what information is. Information, when you take it in and use it, is very helpful. And it once you start using it, it clears up a lot of space that for new information. But information, once you get it, if you don't know how to use it, information is just as bad or worse. It's just as bad as or worse than not having the information. So they ain't doing nothing but cluttering their mind with a whole bunch of shit they ain't doing.
Hey, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, when you start doing on YouTube and Steve the Dean, you know, you got more popular than when you used to do low key on the phone. You get my point? You get what I'm saying? You got more popular.
Yeah, I did get a lot more popular. You know, I did. Steve the Dean ain't no joke, man.
Can you say it's a gift and a curse? Can you say that?
Do what?
Can you say it's a gift and a curse?
What? Fucking with Steve the Dean?
Nah, you got more popular than motherfucker start stealing your shit, start using your shit without your permission.
No, man, no, no. People were stealing my shit from the very beginning, but I wasn't really realizing what they was doing. What I'm saying is, fucking with Steve the Dean, since he was, you know, so much sharper than me in this shit, he told me, because I mentioned it to him, man, motherfuckers are stealing my shit, man. He said, man, look, if you tripping on this, you better stop right now, because they gon' steal your shit. He say, it's the internet, man. And that's what's fucked up about it. It ain't nothing yours. Once you put it on the internet, it's everybody's. I don't give a fuck if you got this or that, so they can't copy it. Internet savvy motherfuckers can do, not internet, but a computer savvy motherfucker can do anything. Shit. How do you think the popo bust in the clothes? How do you think those hackers do shit, man? Come on, anything you put on the internet, you have to be willing to realize that it's not yours no more.
I want to say this. But after all, that's when you realize, damn, I'm no nigga. My shit is real. I'm no nigga. I'm gonna let you go, man.
hey, so wait, I do understand what you're asking now. Hell yeah, I start thinking that shit. Hell yeah, I start thinking I have arrived.
hey, bud. Hey, those quiet church motherfuckers, they're about to start calling you. I give them motivation.
And they're going to start calling me again because can't nobody teach what I'm giving them. So if you didn't stole my shit and you didn't gave them a whole bunch, the arsenal, how they going to tell the motherfucker what an arsenal is? How they going to tell the motherfucker how to use that arsenal? How they going to tell the motherfucker the purpose of each line in the arsenal? They don't know that shit. The only thing they get is you need an arsenal. That's what that motherfucker, the chorus is saying. But since you bought it from me, you going to call me, and then I'm going to give you some other shit to show you what I'm talking about. But these fools they bought it from, not only they bought it from them, they can't call them. you can't contact them. So how the fuck you going to be able to get some done? You know what I tell them when they call me? They say, hey, I got it from you. I got it from you. When did you get it? When you had that sale? Okay, man. So let me, they give me their name. You know, they go all the way with it. Because I got all my shit. You know I got all my shit stored. All my sales 12 years ago. And then I can't find your name, man. What's up? Woo-woo. And then I tell them, man, look, if I can't find your name, I can't answer your questions. So, go ask the motherfucker you bought the shit from. That's what I tell.
But you can throw me in a queue. You got haters, man. That's just life, man. You got haters, man. You can throw me back in the queue.
Hey, man. I got haters, and I got one motherfucker that's on my team. Your motherfucking black ass. Hey, I've been fucking with D for several years. Several fucking years, and he was really a big old square when he called, but I don't think that motherfucker spent a dime with me. But you see how we kick it, because it ain't about the nigga spending no money with me. He's improving just listening. So that's cool too. But you ain't gonna get the fuck with me if you ain't, you know, representing improvement. So that nigga's cool. All y'all need to be like that motherfucker, and you can listen to my videos and grow. See, all you motherfuckers should have realized by now, it's there for you to get without any extra help. You should have gotten it. I've been giving this abadabble away on these videos long enough for the sharp motherfucker like D to realize where they need to be, what they need to do, how they need to do it from what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, I was with this, not with them, you know, but, you know, we got another group. It's a group of OGs that I fuck with. And this young motherfucker, you know, we let him in, and the nigga, he been having questions and shit. Now, this particular time, we was talking about books on the pimping. An Iceberg Slim book came up. And the motherfucker said, anyone who read that motherfucking book understood that Sweat Jones was the real pimp. Iceberg was mispimping all the way through the whole goddamn story. You know, but these young niggas take their misguided stories as laws. Hitting on bitches is bad. Using drugs is bad. And a whole list of other mispimping shit that I ain't gonna even mention that went on in that book was all bad. You can't beat no bitch into being in pocket. He threw us all off with that shit. Because we thought, even though we had not discussed it, we thought we was going to have to explain that shit to him. See, only real ones see that shit that he said. All I have to say to that motherfucker, which I said it to him then, and I'm going to say it to him again, salute. That's that motherfucking young Ramsey for recognizing the real deal. See, a lot of dudes are satisfied with only a few pieces to the puzzle. Everybody knows a pimp catch women and send them out hoeing so they can get money and bring it to them. Every single person know that. So how could that be the game? How could that be what you know? What I'm saying is most of you only know that. That's what anybody know. A real motherfucker know different shit that you learned while going through the rigors of this game. See, a lot of dudes are satisfied with a few pieces to the puzzle. These fools today couldn't recognize shit from sugar. You want to know why? Because they look totally different. They got different colors. Because they both start with the letter S. That's enough to throw you motherfuckers off. When you enter Sidewalk University, immediately, you're surrounded with like-minded motherfuckers, all hungry for this abadabra. The motherfuckers who graduated periodically come in and drop a line here of encouragement. And what they tell them that is listening to my videos now is so much more rewarding. Because after graduation, they were able to hear what I'm saying right now. I'm saying the same shit right now. You motherfuckers can't hear it. That's why I'm free. Freely saying this shit. Only certain kind of motherfuckers don't need the rest, which is my course and Sidewalk University, but fuck the course because it's at Sidewalk University. But what I'm saying is motherfuckers that didn't graduate and all that kind of goddamn shit, them motherfuckers are using all these videos. Every video I do got at least 100 nuggets in it. And you ain't gonna hear shit. Because you ain't listening for it and you don't know how to hear it if you fucking actually heard it. I never stop sharing this game as I speak. And now them motherfuckers know how to catch as many, they know that they need to catch as many videos as possible. I mean, the topics I speak on are many. And I need to cover most of them covertly. Like I'm doing now. I don't want to give away what they've paid for. Shit. Sooner or later, you're going to realize that my course and Sidewalk University are your strongest allies. Now, I got something you new wave motherfuckers should think about. instead of trying to reinvent how to be a man, why don't you try to reinvent the wheel? It would seem to me the wheel has been around throughout the ages and haven't really changed in design. Now, I bet that any one of you motherfuckers would have an easier time getting people to agree with a triangle wheel or an octagon wheel than the shit you, you know, call being a man. Now, just today, a young motherfucker I've been, you know, talking to called and asked if I could loan him $50. I ain't got no whole bunch of money, but, you know, when a friend of mine is in need, I'm the motherfucker to call. So he asked what I, you know, as we started kicking it, you know, he told me a couple of problems he was going through. You know, niggas go through shit. That's why they know other niggas, so the nigga could give him a jug. It wasn't no dick shit that was going on, you know, but, you know, he may have actually needed the $50. I told him, all right, and to meet me. Now, that fool told me his hoe had his car, and when she got back, he would call me. Now, right there is where I like to say, ain't that a bitch? That's where the buck stops with me. I don't feel I should go out of my way to assist a motherfucker who got a goddamn woman. She physically fit, no injuries, and he can send that bitch to go get some whatever money he talking about. Now, it was a while before he did call back. And since it was a while, he told me, I mean, I actually thought the nigga was going to tell me, never mind, but the motherfucker told me, you know, his woman had his car, and I thought that he was going to say, never mind, because she came back. But the motherfucker asked me where to meet him. Man, I told that motherfucker, you niggas killed me. The only time a man needs a jug is when he is hoeless. And if you have a hoe and are borrowing money, you need to put on some hot pants and stand out there with that motherfucking dump truck you got. You know, she can continue to be a zero nigga, and you can continue to be a garbage collector if you want to. And I hung up on that nigga. No nigga with a woman should be asking another man for shit. Now, I talked about that lion. So I asked the question, when is a lion not a lion? I'm asking that question to y'all, too. I'm sure none of you motherfuckers going to call and try to answer. And I'm twice as sure none of them fucking listeners on StreamYard going to call in and answer. Because you motherfuckers are scared. Look at that motherfucking D. D, nigga, fuck you, man. I see your hand up. What's up, D?
Man, I'm not scared to answer that question, man. I know you see me waving, man. Hold on, let me take you off my earpiece. Hold on.
Just answer the question, man. When is a lion not a lion?
Here's my answer. A lion is always a lion. 24/7. When the lion's in the jungle, he don't care. He catch any meat. He don't look up in the sky and say, he don't be wondering shit. He see a rabbit, he see a deer, he go for that motherfucker.
Stop. Let me put you up on something. See, you answered the question, and now your explanation is fucking your answer up, because your answer, a lion is a lion 24/7. That's it. And you should have shut your goddamn mouth because you knew what you were saying. And then you would have let me pull out whatever the fuck you start saying now by asking you a question, man. What make you think that? Then you start, you know, shooting your facts. I'm just telling you how to control the motherfucking conversation, bro.
Hey, that's why you always say words are important, man. And I agree with that.
Hey, let me tell you something, but your answer was absolutely right, 24/7. Long as you try to explain when a lion is not a lion, your ass going to be wrong. So what I'm saying, no matter how much sense you make, you're going to be wrong on the premise. The whole premise is wrong. You need to accept, like deer accept, from birth, a lion is bred to be a lion, king of beasts. Oh, that's right. You guys can see that because of the fucking wall. Oh, that wall that's in front of you is your lack of vision. Remove that wall in front of you and you'll be able to see what the fuck I'm talking about. I try my best to do things to help you guys, you know, get to where you want to be. But I never just tell you what to do. The object of getting laced is to have knowledge that's going to allow you to move and shake with the in crowd. Even if the in crowd is simply in your mind, that's where the winners are. Am I so silly to believe I can miraculously get a lazy, scary-ass motherfucker to think he could be a man? Yes, because I do it every semester. Anyway, lions are and will always be king of beasts. Individual lions will not have any authority when they're young. And as they mature, they're committing to being king of beasts by the way they play, by the way they, you know, grow up. And later in life, they know they're going to get a pride like they dad. And they know they're going to rule until the age is to the point some motherfucker take his motherfucking pride. But they also know some of them goddamn lions going to be betas. They, the real lions, make sure they not going to be the beta. See, you got to critically think about the things I say. You can't just fucking hear them and think you got it because you heard it. A motherfucker is always going to be a lion. Even in captivity, they still lions. They kept semi-drug and full when they're in captivity, but they are still wild. Long as this motherfucker is kept full and sedated, he can be handled by the zookeepers. But if that motherfucker got hungry and wasn't fed, he gonna eat. Lions know what they want and they go get it. You know, some motherfuckers don't know what they want and they miss it when it's in their face. I don't want you to be one of them motherfuckers. I know a woman I might meet tonight. She's going to be on her best behavior, and I'm going to be on mine. The thing is, my worst me is not much different than my best me, but there are differences. Women's best them is usually so fucking opposite of their worst them. They always have some kind of hidden thoughts about you once they meet you. And that shit don't come out until they see, you know, they could be the worst them, and then they're going to say this goddamn shit. See, but we're like a lion, lazing around in the heat, waiting till we get hungry enough to go hunting. And we know we ain't finna hunt. We know once we get hungry, this motherfucking pride of bitches is going to go hunting for his ass. And his mind is on eating. And he gon' eat. Now, as men, we should go out with being kingly on our mind. That should be the only thing on our motherfucking mind at all times. Shit. You're a cub. And as cubs, you need to learn the ropes. You need to go out and shoot your shot every day as a lion cub, as a man cub. You may not get proper responses. But when that lion don't catch what he need to catch to eat, do you think he give a fuck? He just say, shit, I'm going to be down tomorrow. Period. You got to stay on the grind daily, practicing being the monster that you're going to become. You know, you'll see some progress you've made, and once you've made enough progress, you know, to try some of the goddamn things you learned, you'll be headed towards your future. But just as the lion cub, you got to practice daily. And you got to practice on being raw. That's where SW comes in. This has to do with you and your commitment to growing. And SW is very committed to you growing. You know, in life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations, just as the fucking lion does. But just as that lion does, you got to face them all like you ain't giving a fuck. You know, with no doubt in your mind, you got to show me. All lion cubs ain't going to make it to the head of pride. Some of them going to end up beta lions, just as some of you motherfuckers end up beta men. Only the most committed lion or man will risk all to get what he fucking has come to believe is his to take. Because I told you, we earned our motherfucking respect the old-fashioned way. We took it. Wherever we went, we ain't got to know nan nigga there. We ain't getting a fuck. As the motherfucker you're becoming, your job is to take care of business at all times. This means no more making statements you ain't having no intentions on living up to. You know, your sense of self should be tied to your word as a man. Your word should be a positive reflection of your integrity. Women lie in wait to see a man that stands his ground. And when you do, most of them don't recognize what's in front of them. That's why you don't give a fuck about most women. You only give a fuck about the ones that recognize. That's when they act and be almost what you want before you tell them. Because they know how to be around a man they respect. When you see the worst them, they're horrendous because they hide so much. That's why I'm bringing out the worst me in about 7 or 8 minutes. I ain't wasting no motherfucking time fucking with this bitch if she can't stand me. You shouldn't waste time trapping your goddamn self with the bullshit you be trapping yourself with anyway. To me, it's just wise to stay on your ABPs, always be playing, and to be sure to always make what you say have meaning to what you believe. And never make a promise that you don't intend on keeping. You got to remember, women, your woman, they watch you, your every move. So you got to make sure your moves are manly. And breaking promises is for losers. Now, if you're a trucker, are you a trucker? Shit. You got to motherfucking drive long treks across country. Or you might just make long drives to meet up with a client and drop a load off. Whatever you do for income, if it involves driving, the course has been made mobile. Well, it's been mobile for a while, but periodically I have to promote it. The fucking truckers who bought it loves being able to study the course on the road. I mean, without fucking ever having to leave their fucking cab, they don't have to be going anywhere, but wherever they fucking headed, put that goddamn MP3 in, and bam! They getting laced. Now, the thing is, I know attention spans are so much shorter. So I got 16 30-minute MP4s with me instructing you like you're in class. You get motivation and encouragement from my unique teaching style, which puts you in a street smart mentality, but you never need to be in the streets to learn this shit. You get it all from the safety of your cab until you go out and do the exercises, which is where you'll practice the new strategies I teach you. Practice makes perfect, and all you need to do is practice. And I'm telling you, all truckers and businessmen who go on road trips, do I have good news. SWU's off-campus confidence course is complete, and it's slashed 50%. Actually, I'm going to go further and slash it 60%. What is it? 850. That's like 425. Okay, so that's going to be like 400 from 850. Come on, that's a big good deal. Do the math. You know me. If you are trucking and you know you want to get out, just buy four of them and you get the fifth one for free. You're going to want all five modules. And I bet you're going to love getting down. All right, you guys. This fucking goddamn Vlog Talk is making me end my episode. Let me look at over here. StreamYard. Oh, man, all you cats over here on StreamYard. And Cyril Mendoza, why the fuck you ain't called in? All you cats over here on StreamYard listening to this shit that I'm popping. And none of you give a fuck about Prince Aaron. Why the fuck you didn't call in and ask that question? What's wrong with you guys? Damn. Paul Wright, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. They call in and saying no shows, nigga. You see, I talked to several people. Samuel Felton, if that's what you're going to do, do it. You know, why don't you guys call in with this shit? Man, you guys make me sick. That's why I don't ever fuck with over here to the end. You ain't going to call in. You're so scary. You just punk-ass motherfuckers. Every one of you motherfuckers in the chat room is a punk because you got something to say and you won't say it. You just will write it on the computer like a bitch. I'm out.